MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
All right, let's move on to agriculture now and brace yourselves for a price of 200 Rand for a 10-kilogram bag of potatoes. There are warnings out to this effect, and it's not just our favourite form of carbohydrate that's being impacted by the weather, other vegetables as well. Paul Makube is agriculture economist at FNB and joins me on the programme now. And Paul, given the widespread black frost damage, how severe then do you anticipate the shortage of potatoes is going to be in coming months, and what does this mean for consumers?
Yes, the severity of the situation is that the impacted area is normally at its peak of production during that period. And that's the window for the region, which is Limpopo, which peaks around October, November, you know, rising from September. So expectations are that we're going to see a contraction in supplies out of that region, and that will result in upswing in prices. Industry estimates indicate that there will be a cut, but it's not as massive as initially thought. Indications are that this is just about 7.4 million, 10 kilogram bags that will be lost as a result of, black frost. So that is the extent of the damage. There will be supplies, but it's going to be tight, from September onwards until we have the cycle turns later.
But we also farm potatoes in other provinces, don't we? Free State and the Western Cape.
Yes, definitely. We actually farm across the country, but the biggest regions are your Free State, Limpopo, and the Western Cape, together accounting for about 17%. And if you look at Limpopo, that is 25% of the planted area and 22% of productions. As I indicated, they peak supplies during October, November, and then from there it tapers off.
Paul, I was going to say, right across the supply chain, from planting to harvesting to putting it onto the supermarket shelf, is this a particularly expensive commodity or vegetable to farm?
Yeah, definitely. It's quite an expensive commodity to farm. You know, the equipment, mostly, 87% under irrigation that gives you an extent to which the farmers have to put in to actually, produce the crop.
Paul, given that we don't in bulk farm a lot of potatoes in Gauteng, and that obviously transport would be a major factor to the cost, how are consumers in this particular area going to be affected?
Yeah, so when we're talking about the supply of vegetables, across the country, the supplies, the normal, trends will continue, that potatoes from Limpopo will reach Johannesburg, will reach Cape Town, and those are the major markets where the farmers supply. So there will still be supplies going to the market. So in terms of costs of transportation will remain almost, trend will remain the same, except when we either have an increase in fuel costs or a decrease. Fortunately for the consumer, we have seen a decrease recently of fuel costs, and we are likely to see that in September. That should help help the consumer somewhat. But in terms of availability, the price a few more rands will be added on the back.
And Paul, explain to me how significant the role of imports is. I know that we do bring in frozen fries in an effort to stabilize the local potato market during periods of low supply. To what extent does that help, and what impact does this have on domestic producers?
Yeah, obviously, in terms of competition, imports do compete with a local product. Especially on the frozen fries. And unfair competition is when, low quality and unsolicited, imports that may actually, hurt, the domestic market. And hence there has been protection put in place to ensure that there is fair, competition and farmers are protected, from external. Mm-hmm. But obviously, in terms of shortages, severe shortages, then imports, do come in. But mostly, there are, French fries, and to come from mostly Europe. But obviously, that will also come at a bit of a cost, given the current level of, prices on the international market as well.
Paul, we've been talking about the short-term situation, but looking longer and perhaps into the medium term, we've also got the La Nina weather pattern, which obviously is going to influence the potato market in terms of supply recovery and price stabilization. So it's not just a short-term issue. We could face a slightly longer-term issue, which would also have an impact on prices.
Well, in terms of long term, currently, I mean, this is a weather-induced shortage at the moment. A temporary one. If one looks at this, production cycle, it's not that long. But if you look at the expectations of weather, the indications are that we're going to have normal to above normal rainfall due to the La Nina weather pattern. And if you look at the irrigation water, we are well supplied, over 70%, above 70% levels in terms of dams. And we have also had stabilization on the, energy front in terms of electricity supply, which means, irrigation, the farmers will be able to irrigate. So one expects that in 2025 or 6 months' time, we should see a swing back to normal supplies of these vegetables on the market. So this is definitely temporary, and we should see a swing back to normal supplies.
This conversation has largely focused on potatoes, but what other vegetables are also at risk of higher prices?
Yeah, those that were impacted. I mean, we talking tomatoes as well, and I think also as well, avocados as well. Although the impact on the avocados will be in the next season, because they affected the buds that will bear fruit in for the next cycle. But currently, you have tomatoes. You've got sweet corn, and those are the and some maros that are impacted by the black frost. So already we have seen that, price, increases recently, and this will continue until we are back into the normal production cycle.
So if you were planning an avocado, tomato and potato salad, I would tread very carefully. Paul Makube, thank you very much indeed. Always a pleasure talking to you, agriculture economist at FNB.